Welcome to today's episode of Living an Ultra Life. So today we're going to be talking about living your life like you're an aid station. Now, I understand not everybody is a runner, so you're not going to understand exactly what an aid station is. So I'm going to try and paint you a picture of an aid station. So imagine you've been out running for an hour, 2 hours, and you're a back-of-the-pack runner like me, so you haven't seen a single person in a long time, and you're wondering if you're just out running on this mountain all by yourself and there's nobody else around. And all of a sudden, you come over this rise, and there's this tent there, and it has people around it. And with the people, you see these large containers of water and electrolyte water and Gatorade. And then spread out to the side, there's mounds of food. Now, this is pre-COVID. There were mounds of food. You'd have tater tots in this pile and chips over here and M&Ms and Skittles and sour gummies. And I'm naming all the things that I really like, and maybe a little, you know, glass of Coke over here. And you had these amazing people who were at these aid stations who were just out in the middle of nowhere serving runners. They don't get anything for it. They might get a t-shirt, if anything, but they don't get an award. They don't get a medal. The volunteers at aid stations, I think, should be given awards, huge awards, because they're amazing people. So the other morning, I was out running, and an idea came to me, because all great ideas come to me when I'm running. And I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we lived our life like we were an aid station? So I thought there's three things that an aid station helps you when you're running life's journey. The first thing is that it helps you to set markers along the journey. The second thing is that it helps us reverse the culture of it always being about me, 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 and me. And the third thing, when we focus on others, it helps us be more grateful for what we have. So I'm going to give you a challenge at the end of this episode after I kind of describe what living life like an aid station would look like. And it'll be about these three points. So let's kind of jump into this and we'll kind of set the scene. So imagine you're running the Bighorn Wild and Scenic Mountain Run. This is probably one of the hardest ultra marathons in the United States. Many seasons you're going to have snow, you're going to have mud, you're always going to have mud, you're going to have heat, you're going to have rain, you're going to have everything. Just imagine all the whole spectrum of weather you're going to have it at the Bighorn. One year I was getting ready to run the Bighorn and I was thinking about my strategy. So one of my strategies was to set out the aid stations as my marker. So instead of thinking about running 52 miles, it was, okay, Spring Marsh is 8 miles from the start. And if I can get to Spring Marsh, I know that there's hot chocolate and some human beings along the way that are going to acknowledge that, yes, I've just slid through amazing mud and snow and all that stuff. You break down your race by aid stations. And so the very first point that I'd like to make about living life like an aid station is about how you set your markers along the journey. When you're running an ultra marathon, and that's what life really is, think about life as it's not just this kind of segment of life, but life is like an ultra marathon. This is one of the reasons that running ultras really resonates with me. You don't just think, okay, when I'm 90, I'm going to be doing this. You have to kind of set your markers out along the race that we call life. When I'm setting up my race strategy for the different aid stations, I have marks that I want to hit. So for example, when I'm running Bighorn Wild and Scenic Mountain Run, I know that I want to get to the Spring Marsh within about 2 hours. And that's a very rough time frame, but I want to get there around 2 hours. I don't really plan on stopping for a long time. I want to stop just long enough to get a glass of their wonderful hot chocolate, refill my water, and set off, because I know that my next aid station is only about 4 miles down the road. And so I know that it's not that far. The next big mile marker that I have in that run is Sally's footbridge, because it's first time cutoff. It's first time that if you don't make it that 18 miles in 5 hours, which I always seem to be bumping up against that time frame every time I've run this thing, you're going to get pulled from the race. It's also the aid station where you really got to suck it up, because the next 3 miles is one of the toughest climbs that you'll ever do in your life. The locals call it the wall of death, and it's because you sort of feel like death when you get to Bear Camp, which is the next aid station. The thing about it is, at Sally's footbridge, there's this one lady, and I wish I knew her name, but she's just, when you meet her in regular life at Foot of the Bighorns, she's the most wonderful lady. She serves people with a smile, but at Sally's footbridge, she's a tyrant. She'll tell you to get your big fat butt up and start running. She'll tell you that you have no more time to be sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. She's really, really tough. Bob, who is another friend of mine from Sheridan, is also there, and he's always the one that's telling me, you signed up for it, dude. Better get out there and go run. The whole thing about the aid station and these markers is every marker has something that you're shooting for. The next big one is if you make it to Bear Camp, you know you got some pretty easy going until you get to Cow Camp. Cow Camp is known as the Bacon Station. It's a famous aid station in the ultra running community because it's probably one of the few that has fresh bacon all the time, and you can smell it coming down the hill from like 2 miles away. After Cow Camp, though, you have one of the most deceptive hard climbs, 2,200 feet, and the next 6 miles up to the Dry Fork aid station. Dry Fork aid station is my nemesis. I can honestly tell you that it's always the most discouraging sight, because you can start to see Dry Fork aid station from 2 miles away, and you've got this incredible hill climb. It's hot. It's dusty. It's just a grueling, grueling mindset to get to Dry Fork. If you make it to Dry Fork, if you make it, you might die along the way. If you make it to Dry Fork, you know it's pretty easy because you got 18 very runnable miles after that. The only aid station that's really a big note after that is the Sheep Creek aid station, because you need to fill up with water and electrolyte and water to dump on yourself, because over the next 10 miles you don't have another aid station till lower Sheep Creek, and you don't want to run out of water because it's hot. But anyway, here's the point about setting markers along the way. One of the reasons that we set markers along the way in an ultra race is not so we can beat ourselves up when we didn't meet our mark. If I didn't get to Spring Marsh in 2 hours, I'm not going to beat myself up. I just know that I need to work a little bit harder so that I can make it past the Sally's Footbridge aid station in less than 5 hours. That's part of life. You set markers along the way so that you have these goals to hit, not so that you beat yourself up when you don't hit the goal, but so that you know that you've got some more work to do to hit the next mark. So let's move on to the second point. The second point is we need to reverse this culture that says that we're not doing enough, that your best isn't good enough, because that's kind of what today's culture says is, you know what, your best isn't good enough because this person over here is doing better than you. I think that we could adopt some of the aid station and running characteristics in everyday life so that we can move forward to make our world a better place. The first thing is to realize we're all running a race. There's a quote out of a book that I love to read a lot that says, "Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race." So the end of the race in life is the end of the race. It's the day that we all end our reign down here on Earth and we're going to go someplace else. But the thing is as we're running the race, we have to be cognizant that there are other people running the race right alongside us. They may not be running the same race that you're running. They may not be running at all. But the thing is they're still in the race. And one of the things that I would challenge us all to do is to admire their effort and find ways to encourage them to continue to run their race with perseverance. The second thing in this point is, as you run through life, formulate a plan for where you're going and set up those markers that I was talking about along the way so that you'll know you're progressing. Have your time goals as you progress through the aid station. Know what time you'd like to get there, how quickly you want to get in and out, what you want to have in the aid stations. But you know what? When you miss them, don't panic. Keep running your race. The third thing is serving others is a fantastic way to better understand what you need along the race. If we'll begin to reverse the culture of it always being about me, there's an amazing thing that happens when we begin to serve other people. When you begin to serve other people, what happens is you see the light shine in them. So I remember one time I volunteered to work an aid station for a bike race. I have no interest in ever riding a bike in a race because I have no control over the bike and they go too fast. That's just me. But I volunteered because I wanted to just experience working an aid station. It was an amazing thing. So I spent an entire Saturday handing water to people, making sure they were eating some food, giving them salt tablets when they look like they were beginning to be dehydrated, helping them to rehydrate, mainly just encouraging people, getting them to smile, getting them to get back on their bike and get along the way. And I learned something in serving others. I felt better at the end of that day serving others than any race finish that I've ever had. Because I know I saw countless numbers of people who looked like they were about to give up, who we were able to just encourage them, offer them some assistance, a cold glass of water, a smile, a salt tab. And you know what? They got back on their bikes and they went and continued the race. And I just think there's just something unique that if we would begin to look at serving others, we would see amazing things happen in our own life also. One of the things that I would like runners in the running community to learn how to do better is to be really grateful to the volunteers at the aid station. Remember, these people are people who are out there and they're not getting anything at the end of the race. There's no medal going to be hung around their neck. There's no belt buckle they're going to receive. They don't get the finisher's t-shirt. Their name's not going to show up in the list of the results or anything like that. But they're amazing people. So I'd like us to learn how to thank these people. In life, I'd like us to learn how to thank the people that are being an aid station to us also. Because one of the things that we should learn is that people who are being an aid station are being an aid station because they're selfless. And that is an amazing trait that I think that we can all have as we learn to live this ultra life. So just to kind of sum up in this episode, the things that I talked about, set markers along the way. Those markers, those aid stations along the way are ways to judge how you're doing, not to condemn you for not doing as well as you think you should. Remember that there's always another aid station. There's always a next mark to hit. And if you don't hit this marker, just know that it means maybe you got to work a little bit harder for the next one. The second thing is reverse the culture of it always being about me. When you look at an aid station, you look at the amazing things these aid station volunteers do, they are being so incredibly selfless. And that should be a trait that we should all strive to develop in ourselves. And the last thing is to learn how to serve others in this race also, so that you can see how incredibly grateful you should be because you're in this race. My challenge this week is to find ways that you can be an aid station to somebody else. Shoot an email to livinganultralife@gmail.com and let me know a time where somebody was an aid station to you, or even better yet, a time where you were an aid station to somebody else, and let me know how it made you feel. Living an ultralife is not about how good you have it, but about how good you make life for others. Live your life like an aid station. Live an ultra life. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time.